Oh, I think there. I should have flossed before we got on here. Goddamn. Well,
big ass piece of ham hanging out your tooth.
Virginia ham, sweetie.
Well, right. It is.
That's
Virginia,
a Tennessee
right?
ham, honey. That's a Tennessee ham. Who do they can't handle me?
I mean, just a little bit, a little bit, hon. Are we gonna get into this bitch or not?
Is it? Are we live? Okay,
we are live. We're all the way live.
Oh, yeah, all the way live.
All right, mash the button, Rick. Mash.
Here we go. I'm mashing a button. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rick.
I'm Dan.
I'm George.
I'm Jake.
And we are Queer Magnolias,
the podcast.
In each episode,
we're gonna talk about everything from growing up queer in the South
to the issues affecting our community today.
With a little bit of fabulous sprinkled in along the way.
Join us for an all-you-can-eat buffet of queer joy.
Mixed in with the occasional bitch fest.
But always served with the spiciest tea.
Woohoo! Hi, y'all.
Hi. Welcome
Hi.
Back.
Hey everyone!
You mashed all the right buttons. Oh my God! I mashed all the right buttons.
Allegedly, we'll see. We'll see.
George, really, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, y'all have to forgive me. I've been sick this week, so I might sound a little off. So you know,
stepping in for the role of George tonight is the none other than Brenda Vaccaro, or B.
I would like to quote Rue McClanahan from Golden Girls once again. I don't know how I could feel so bad and still look so good.
Well, come on. Come on. It's called MAC Cosmetics.
Exactly.
Amen to all the above. And I will say, Dan, I wore the sweater just for you because I feel like bright yellow always brightens you up, and also because it's cable knit, and also because it's from International Mail.
All the above, honey. All the above.
International Mail, even.
Yes, girl. I got this at a Goodwill. I saw that tag and I was like, I don't care what color it is or how much it is, I'm buying it.
I think I still have a union suit somewhere.
I bet you do. I bet you do, honey.
In the back. No doubt. Yeah. Honey, with the clap in the back.
Yeah, honey, that soldier has joined the union.
That's funny. Well, I wanted to talk about a special subject tonight because there's been a funny thing sort of going on at work recently with you guys all know Scott and Lisa and our friends of the pod. And Scott's been making fun of me as of late because this has been an ongoing thing for decades, but still, he's been making fun of a certain thing that kind of came up, I don't know, a few weeks ago with us. And it was quite funny. It was about condiments in particular. It was about mayonnaise, and he makes fun of the way I say it because I guess it's spelled mayonnaise. But from the South, we call it mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
So I thought we'd talk about condiments tonight.
Who says mayonnaise? Of course, Dan does.
I do. It's mayonnaise. What's wrong with you people?
That's mayonnaise, honey.
We have to forget.
Am I with Scott?
Let's not forget that Dan took Shakespearean in college, and he will never not pronounce every single
Shakespearean
syllable in any word.
It's an ambulance. I mean, it's all of those, honey. It's mayonnaise. What's wrong with y'all?
It's like lyonnaise.
Well, it's like lyonnaise potatoes. Y'all don't say lyonnaise potatoes. You say lyonnaise potatoes.
I just say taters.
Potatoes, yeah.
We're not having any of that tater.
Lyonnaise
potatoes.
Lioness.
No one says that. She's
no
crazy.
One knows what those are.
Yeah,
you do. They're shaved potatoes with cheese, usually Gruyere cheese, and some cream, and they're done in the oven.
I saw that.
Lyonnaise.
I saw that.
Did you say Gruyere?
Gruyere, whatever, honey. Gruyere. What is it called?
I call it queer cheese, but queer. I know it.
What is it, Jake?
Gruyere.
Yeah, that too, honey. Gruyere. You put some of that in there. Go and put some of that in there. It'll be right. Put some mayonnaise in there with it too, and swirl it up real good.
Velveeta.
No, okay, well, now we're gonna have to, all right. How do we remove Jake right now? I'm
block cheese. That's a condiment. Cheese. We can talk about that.
Listen, Velveeta is a staple of the South. It's a staple of every Southern pantry. Dan, don't shake your finger at me. I'm sure your mother loved it because it was very clean and neat. She'd have it in the refrigerator. And also actually,
it can last forever.
It lasts forever and it makes amazing pimento cheese. So calm the fuck down, Dan.
No, ma'am. Oh, Lord, help me. Jesus, we cannot have any of that Velveeta shit in my...
That's the woman that puts pickles in her pimento cheese. That woman.
Yes, yes. Oh, pickles and jalapenos.
Who the fuck are you? Where are you from?
Well, jalapenos sounds delicious. That sounds good. A little spice. Well, this is a good condiment to talk about. Pimento cheese. I mean, do you know where does it come from? What part of the South? Do we know?
All of the above.
All of them.
So, you know, it's a funny thing. So Sean Brock is a big time chef in the South, and he made this pimento cheese that was in Garden and Gun magazine. And a friend of mine sent it to me, and I make Sean's pimento cheese, except I do a little bit of shifting with it. So, but you know,
it's
a
not big really thing. Sean's pimento cheese. It's your pimento cheese.
Well, I mean, he taught me, and he said, go ahead, Dan, you take this and run with it. And I'm like, well, I'm running, you know, but it's so my
so
big
could
thing,
we say now it's Danishon's?
Yes.
Wait, Rickishon. Danishon.
It's Danishon, honestly. But so my big thing is I don't particularly like sharp cheddar cheese. So on my pimento cheese, I use mild cheddar cheese, and then I use something like maybe mozzarella or whatever, and then I add in, for the spice, I add in jalapenos and pimentos, or either I roast my own peppers.
Or as my mother likes to call them, jalapenos.
Yeah, I like jalapenos.
Man, I don't understand.
Yes.
Jake, this is going to be another chicken and pastry thing. You know, this is coming. Right?
I don't understand.
Yes.
I don't want to make this episode about pimento cheese. But girl, if you don't like A, sharp cheddar, or B, Velveeta, what the hell are you doing making pimento cheese?
You know what, though? Y'all smack your lips when you eat it every time you come to a party that I host, because I always make
wrong.
The same thing.
She ain't wrong. I will eat it all. So complain about every damn bite.
Rick, you will put anything in your mouth that doesn't count.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, well, I love your pimento cheese, Dan. I just didn't know that you were so against the traditional ingredients.
So I am. I think that's a big thing, because I think so many people make a pimento cheese exactly by the rules. And I'm like, let's play with those. Let's figure out what things we can add in or take out that is different. And all four of us know about, you know, the best mayonnaise on earth. Mayonnaise is Duke's, honey. Duke. So,
Duke's. Hands down, it's Duke's.
Shine for Jesus, honey. Yeah.
So, actually, I have a little story I want to tell. Story
Uh-oh. Time.
Last year, I went to work host these little offsite things that are about 6 weeks long or whatever, and they're called talent labs. And I went to this talent lab, and it's where all these people from all over the United States come to LA, and we're here. We all meet up for the first time. So the first night that they were there, they had a happy hour social mixer, so everybody could get to know each other and do all of this. And so I'm sitting at the table talking to all these people from different places across the United States, and we got on a conversation about mayonnaise, and somebody was swearing up and down that Miracle Whip was the best mayonnaise. And I was like, Miracle Whip is not even mayonnaise.
No,
not even mayonnaise. It doesn't even say mayonnaise on the jar.
No. Exactly. And so then it turned into, well, this one and that one. And there was Hellman's and Best and Kraft and all these. So I decided the next day when it came in for the second day, I brought in all this mayonnaise. And we did a we did a blind taste test. Duke's won.
Yeah.
So wait, he, so you, wow. you go oh my you, God. You show up for work and just handing you're like handing out spoonfuls.
Here's mayo.
No, I did even better than that. I actually set it up. They had this desk that had a riser on it, so I put all the mayonnaise down below it, and then I put little taste test like bowls across the thing, and then everybody came and did it and voted on 1, 2, 3, or 4 which one they liked.
COVID. Yeah. Everybody shared the
exactly yes, they voted on which one
just
that they like.
Just use a long pinky nail.
Exactly. Yeah,
get your Coke spoon out, huh?
But it was hilarious. And but Duke's won hands down. And the only person that voted for Miracle Whip was the guy who thought Miracle Whip was the best, and he was like, "Oh, I know what this is." And
you know how he knew? Because you can see the paprika in Miracle Whip, so you literally can see the difference.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's also sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's sweet. It you know, is. Right away, well, it's sugary.
It's a salad dressing.
It's yep. It's like well, and it's right, and it's like ketchup, which I love ketchup, but ketchup, you know, ketchup has a lot of sugar ketchup. In it.
Or ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Ketchup. That's ketchup, not catsup.
What you gonna call it? Ketchup?
Ketchup.
Ketchup. That's what
it's
I
not
said.
With an A, it's with an E. It's K-E-T-C-H.
Ketchup.
It's ketchup.
Ketchup. I had ketchup, hun.
It's not ketchup. It's ketchup. It's not like
if you look at the C
it's
version.
It's not like you're behind. Oh my God.
C-A-T-S-U-P.
No.
Ketchup.
It's K-E-T-C-H-U-P. Ketchup, not ketchup.
Is this is
ketchup?
Not the spelling bee, Anika. Akila. This is not the spelling bee, Akila.
Akila, yes.
Akila. Tequila? We're going to have tequila. Are we going to talk about
that's
tequila?
Our next condiment, tequila. Yeah.
That's a different kind of sauced.
True that.
That's the front porch sauce.
Ooh, so who likes...
I'm going to have some more.
What do you call it? Ketchup? Who likes ketchup?
Who doesn't? I mean, you can't have fries without a little bit.
I feel like ketchup is a very like middle of the road thing for me. Like, sure, it's fine, but it's never something I'm going to seek out.
Or
have an opinion about, really.
Oh, I do. So here's the big thing, because I like Heinz so much, and I don't like Hunt's ketchup at all. I don't find it to be interesting. No, like
Del Monte.
Oh, no, honey. Only Del Monte's tomato sauce or tomato paste.
Sauce.
I like
sauce.
Tomato paste.
Sauce.
Exactly. The sauce,
darling. But tomato, Del Monte's tomato paste is my favorite, hands down, of tomato paste. So yeah, what about?
You can actually get tomato paste from like Italy. As a
well, you can, but you know, it costs $18 more. So, you know.
Yeah.
Right. But it's important because tomato paste, which is a good thing in my book, it's really quite pungent and thick, and you gotta get the right one or else it's like ugh.
You should try Contadina.
Well, anything I tried her before.
Pronounced Contadina, I'm in.
I know, right? We should talk about the queen of all sauces anyway, and that's ranch dressing.
Ranch.
I have a love-hate with ranch dressing. I really do.
I feel like that's the middle America versus the South. Am I wrong about that? Like ranch? Ranch.
I don't know though. I feel like you find ranch in a lot of dishes in the South. I mean, my go-to is blue cheese. I love me some blue cheese.
You can't have blue cheese. No, everybody knows that.
Yeah, everyone knows you should not have blue cheese, honey.
But I love blue cheese. I'm gonna have.
I know you do, but we suffer.
You don't love you.
That's all right. It's not my problem. It's yours. Mm-hmm. But I actually don't mind ranch if it's mixed with something. Like sometimes I will do like a spicy mustard and ranch blend or something, just to give it a different flavor. I don't like ranch by itself.
Then what's the point?
I don't know, darling. I'm just expressing my opinion.
But you know, I sometimes like ranch on a salad. But what I find is at the end of the salad, I feel like it's been bland.
Oh.
And I feel like I've been shorted for something, and I don't know why. I really don't.
I have a childhood memory of ranch, which okay. even though I literally just said it's only for the Midwest,
ranch,
I know.
Ranch.
Hidden
ranch.
Valley.
Ranch. Hidden Valley, the little package is where you make it yourself with buttermilk. Uh-huh. Like that was what my stepmother, I remember so well as a child when she like was still dating even before she married my father. Like they right. would, we'd make a salad, she'd make it with like iceberg lettuce, sliced green peppers, carrots, and that ranch dressing. And sometimes I crave that salad.
Yeah.
Now as an adult. Like that. And Jacob, like we made it like, I don't know, years ago now, but there was that first time I made it, I was like, I really want this. And we got the package and we made it with the buttermilk in the glass and you shake it. I was like, this is so delicious.
Yeah. And do you put any oil in that or not?
I don't remember now. I feel like it's just...
It could be just those things. That's a big thing because now one thing, there's one recipe I make quite a bit is Green Goddess dressing.
Oh, I love Green Goddess.
And I love the fact that Rick loves it because it has anchovies in it. That's my favorite.
I love Green Goddess, and I would have been fine if you'd never told me that.
It's the same.
But
that's about the Caesar salad.
About condiments, though. You never know what's in your favorite condiment.
Well, and that's why I go by the age-old adage. Ignorance is bliss.
Honey. Ignorance is bliss.
I don't need to know because
what you don't know won't hurt her.
Exactly.
And that's the thing because I think besides Green Goddess, probably my favorite dressing is Caesar dressing. Mm-hmm. Also. And it's funny that in a lot of restaurants, if you want Caesar, it costs more.
But you know, I also think it's a certain type of Caesar too, and I don't know. I unfortunately am not educated enough to talk about what the differences are, but some Caesars work and some don't. And I don't know what the difference in the ingredients are, but it's just, I taste some Caesar and I'm like, whoa, that is not for me.
So, the classic Caesar should be made fresh. Like you make it with the fresh egg.
And right there at the table. There. Yeah.
In the classic sense. I would pay extra for that. I wouldn't pay extra for something that a model.
No, I agree. Right. I agree with you on that. So I agree. So what do you guys feel about mustard?
Ooh. The spicier the better, honey. I don't like no bland yellow mustard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. Except if it's like for a hot dog or a burger. Like I feel you just want that like a classic French's yellow mustard.
I want that kick. I still want spicy
and sour. Right. Now, this is what I want to talk about hot dogs because I feel like hot dog is
makes me want a hot dog.
Well, yeah, it makes me want a hot dog.
Yes, but honey, but you are like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
We're live.
Jacob, I just want you to bring up at some point how you could always tell the queens when they would walk into the movie theater when you used to work there as a kid.
Exactly. They always order hot dogs. Always order a hot dog, sour Skittles. What else? Yeah, but mostly always a hot dog. I want a hot dog. Yeah, you do, girl.
Yeah, you do.
The whole
time. So here's the thing, though. Hot dogs for me are like my secret guilty pleasure because you're not supposed to like hot dogs because of how they're made and what they are and all of that stuff.
But again,
it comes back to that ignorance is bliss thing. I just love me a friggin' hot dog with some mustard and some onion, and that is it. I don't want anything else on it. I don't want the relish.
You don't want any pickle on it?
I don't want no ketchup, no relish, none of that.
Sauerkraut?
No. Oh, man. Nope.
Chili?
No.
Like a hot dog is meant for, it's just a vehicle for condiments. And like
You're exactly right. That's exactly what it's made.
You got to hide the chitterlings that are made out of.
That's just what I was telling you, George. Stop it.
You got to cover it all up with flavor.
Stop it. I'm going to block you.
So a big thing is I love baseball. And so when I go to baseball games.
Yes, she does. I can attest to this.
Yes. I'm like, where's my hot dog? Because I feel like I've been let loose. Because I
$45 hot dog from LA.
Dodgers. I don't care about that. So my big thing is, we had hot dogs quite a bit when I was growing up, and it's indicative of being growing up poor. No, it's about growing up poor, and so oftentimes I don't like hot dogs. I'm going to a ball game. Then I'm like, yes, we're going to have a hot dog.
Yes.
And a beer. Yeah.
Yes.
And maybe even some salted roasted peanuts, right?
Well, I guess it depends on what time of summer it is.
Yeah. Well, it will be a gastronomic nightmare with peanuts and hot dog and beer, but it's okay.
Oh, my.
Like Rick and blue cheese.
So I want to say this about hot dogs, and this is probably controversial, but I do not care for hot dogs on the grill. For me, hot dogs that are boiled are so much better.
So Mitzi is going to take you to task on this because every time we have a cookout or a grill together, I cannot take her hot dog off the grill until it is completely black.
Black, yes, black. You want that crunch? You want it cooked all the way through? I'm with Mitzi.
Tell you what, sweetheart. We could just dip in and get you a piece of the charcoal right out of the briquette. And put it right there in the bun for you.
You know what? I'm gonna just let this cook until we're done at the end of the night, and then you can just take it off and take it home.
Throw some ketchup and some onions on top of it. You won't know the difference.
Little blue cheese on the side. You'll be good to go.
Oh, Lord, y'all know blue cheese and hot dogs, no, ma'am.
I think we have to talk about one condiment in particular we haven't brought up yet, and being from the South. I know what most people are going to say, and I'm probably opposite, but we'll see. Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, barbecue.
I thought you were going to say chow chow.
Well, there is chow chow, but no, I'm not a fan of barbecue sauce.
You're not a fan of barbecue. Well, I guess you're from a part of the South where barbecue is different.
That is a really good point, Jacob. Where you from, Rick?
So actually,
well, I can tell you why I'm not a fan of it. I can tell you right off the bat. I think it's way too sweet. And although I love sugar and all of that shit, for some reason, there's something about barbecue sauce is just way too sweet for me and I can't eat it. So, and that's it. That's the biggest thing.
Dan, so you were going to answer my question.
Sorry. So where George and I are from, mm-hmm. barbecue comes with vinegar and hot spices. Yeah, hot where spice. Rick is from, it comes with barbecue sauce.
Oh,
Once you get past Chapel Hill or Durham or whatever, it becomes barbecue sauce.
Because we're in the respectable neighborhoods.
Dan and I didn't grow up with the Sugarfoot sauce that you grew up with.
Precisely, George. Tell that, honey.
It is sour and it is spicy. And that is how we love a barbecue.
You find me that here in LA, I'll try it and I'll give you my opinion on it.
All right. We honestly can't.
That's why I import sauce from North Carolina from my family. Like, send it to me.
Yep. And we can order from Nahunners in Middle North Carolina, and they will ship barbecue. Sure. And I think we can from Skylight in Greenville, North Carolina. I think we can have it shipped out. And it's chopped up barbecue with vinegar and hot spices. And George and I have had it because when I used to go home to North Carolina, I'd bring back a little cooler of it. Frozen barbecue sauce. Oh, it's just amazing.
Honey, you got a crock pot. You can throw a pork butt in that thing. We can make that vinegar hot sauce.
That's true. You think Kathy will send us a bottle or two, hon? You know, I would love to. I know we can make this happen. Some Carolina treat. Oh, girl, honey, I'd be slapping all y'all to get me some Carolina treat. Honey.
And then you got to serve it with coleslaw, which is basically only cabbage and mayonnaise.
Yeah, right. Mayonnaise.
And not salad dressing. Well,
when I think of barbecue sauce, I think of like, okay, and I'm sure there's lots of people that have opinions about this. What your favorite sauce is with your chicken nuggets or like your little fried chicken thing. Now, I love that sweet, tangy barbecue sauce on like a breaded chicken, especially McDonald's nuggets.
So I'm a big fan. So I don't like the barbecue sauce that comes with any chicken in fast food restaurants at all.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I find a lot of them will say, well, this is smoky barbecue sauce. I'm like, no, it's just a bunch of sugar with some
sugar and tomato.
Yeah. So Rick and I are a fan of some hot chicken restaurants here in LA. And they bring some little spice with that. I'm like,
I just drink it. Oh, so, yeah. Wait, what's your favorite chicken place?
Wait, I have a question. Can y'all weigh out on Dave's Hot Chicken?
Yeah. I like Dave's hot chicken.
I like it, but I'm a big fan of clucking chicken.
Clucking, yeah, that's right.
Clucking and banging, both of those.
Banging is good too. The only problem I have with banging is that banging every fucking dish is sloppy and not sloppy in a bad, like it's just wet and messy, right? Because they put coleslaw in it and they've got all these sauces and you pick up like the chicken sandwich and it's just dripping and all this stuff.
Oh honey, you got rubber sheets, just put them down.
I mean, I'm not saying I can't get through it. I'm sure I could probably find my way through it eventually.
What?
The never-ending story.
And you eat tomato sandwiches, and that's my
reason. I love me a tomato sandwich. Tomato with sandwich mayonnaise.
Now. Yes, ma'am, with mayonnaise.
And
with
a little bit of pepper.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And not Miracle Whip, honey. Miracle Whip was never a miracle.
It's a miracle it got whipped.
I don't want to go back to mayonnaise because I know we're already at like almost 30 minutes. But I do want to say this. I collect a lot of vintage cookbooks, a lot of like community cookbooks with the spiral bounds from like the churches and put them together. And and I collect a lot of Southern ones because that's obviously my biggest point of interest.
What we do, honey. What we do.
And it is so funny to me how many recipes from, you know, from Miss Sheila Bailey, you know, or whoever, from whatever church woman will specify in their recipes, must be Hellman's. Must be best fit. Must be, you know, it's so funny. And they'll say, like, only this will do.
So Hellman's and Best Foods is the exact same mayonnaise. It's the one company that they have two different brands is the exact same recipe. And I will say, before having Duke's, Hellman's was always my go-to because it is that good. Hellman's, I think Duke's is here and Hellman's is right here. I mean, it really is good.
I like Hellman's, and Duke's was never available in Southern California until recently.
Yep.
And so Hellman's was always my go-to until Duke's suddenly showed up. And I was like, I'm in.
Here we are, hon. Here we are with Dookie.
But what I want to say about that is there is no other condiment that's used in a recipe where people get that particular about
in
Southern community cookbooks.
I agree with you on that.
The mayonnaise.
Yep. So I grew up, and I think we've talked about this in a past episode. I grew up in a household where my mother loved Miracle Whip, any kind of salad dressing. That was her favorite. And I remember
child abuse.
Totally agree, honey. I remember I was about 16 years old and I went to Dixon's. It was a counter restaurant in New Bern, North Carolina. And I ordered a cheeseburger with French fries and I had mayonnaise for a side. Mm-hmm. And I remember spooning, you know, putting it on the burger and thinking, oh my goodness, this tastes so amazing. And I probably said, what kind of salad dressing is this? Uh-huh. And they're like, shut it down, bitch. This is mayonnaise. And I was like, I had never seriously in my entire life until I was 16 had mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
It makes such a difference.
So that I was 17 years old, the very first time I ever had French fries with mayonnaise, because I was with an older gentleman that had been to Europe, and that's apparently how they do it in Europe.
Was this the one with the
white rain and the
white rain and the cemetery?
Names have been changed to protect the guilty. And I have never gone back. Like, I love a French fry with mayonnaise. And literally, I could care less about the potato. It's the vehicle for the mayonnaise.
Yeah, right. So George and I have, and Rick has been as well, but George and I have been to Fatburger here in Los Angeles more than one night, honey. And I'm here to tell you, I always order a side of mayonnaise from Fatburger to dip those fat fries in. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you.
It's the Earl in the mayonnaise.
It's Earl, honey. It has changed my life. I'm here to tell you. I'm about to prophesy. It was so good.
I love the skinny fry. I don't do the steak fry too much.
Oh, no.
Bring on that big, meaty steak fry.
I'll take a handful of skinny fries, or like 12 at a time.
McDonald's all the way, though. I mean, I love In-N-Out for the burger, but I hate their fries. They're so waxy. McDonald's has the best fries. I don't know why, and I don't want to know why. Again, ignorance. Oh. bliss.
Yeah. It's a chitterling's rib.
Stop it.
I actually think that Fatburger has the best fries because I like steak fries.
No, I'm a Jake on this one. Sorry, I'm in your corner.
It's all right, man.
Yeah, I thought you like lyonnaise potatoes.
I do like lyonnaise potatoes. Honestly, I'm going to post a recipe for lyonnaise potatoes.
And what's the cheese you use in them?
Gruyere.
It's that queer cheese.
It's queer cheese.
Is that what I thought?
Why is it queer?
Gruyere.
All of the above. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right now
at this point.
But I'm not going to use extra sharp. No extra sharp.
You are missing out on life, honey.
I know.
Right. No. Oops. I know about life.
All right. It's off subject a little bit, but how do we feel about cheese balls?
I love a cheese ball. I love making them. I love serving them. Dan, you don't have to eat them. I don't care.
A port wine cheese ball.
I love them. I think they're so retro ball. And so kitschy, and I love them.
That is something I got from my mother. I love a good cheese ball.
No, you didn't get it from your mother. She got it from Winn-Dixie. Whatever.
I don't care where she got it from. I love a good cheese ball.
Girl, that came from Hickory Farm. What are you talking about?
They did not have any Hickory Farms where that bitch was from. They didn't even have a Food Lion back then. They had Winn-Dixie, and they were happy to have it.
The Swiss Colony. Catalog.
Dan, I don't know if you remember that dueling Christmas party that we had like 100 years ago. And I was going to make a Christmas tree-shaped cheese ball. And I had all the ingredients. I knew exactly what I was going to do. I had the shape, the form that I was going to use and all of this stuff. I started that shit at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the day of the party. By 2:15, I fucking melted that shit down and made a cheese dip. I was like, fuck this shit. I ain't doing it. No.
Okay. Every good homemaker knows that you have to make a cheese ball the day before.
It was a funny thing because Rick and I have talked about this often. You know, to get a cheese ball to stand up like a Christmas tree, it takes a bit of work.
I was going to make a Christmas tree shaped cheese ball with three branches, 1, 2, 3.
And you need to put a stick in it or something in the middle.
I even had a form. I had a little thing.
You put a stick in it, it just didn't work. You know?
Yeah.
Well, his form was a Christmas tree shaped cheese grater. It doesn't work that way. So, you know.
I don't think it was ever going to work.
Like a dick or
cheese balls are too soft. That's why you can dip a cracker into them.
Right.
Well, that's what it became, honey. A cheese dip, honey.
Like, a cheese dip, yeah.
I wouldn't mind a cheese dip. What do y'all think?
Oh, I love a cheese.
I love cheese.
Anything with cheese. Cheese, exactly.
Cheese.
It's got to be that queer cheese. It's got to be that queer cheese.
Jake. I like that, but I also like mozzarella. So, you know.
Jake, what is it about cheese?
What is it about cheese?
That's hilarious. All right. Well, I think that we have pretty much covered the sauce for the week.
Yeah, we are covered in sauce. Yeah.
Well, right. My ice cube's getting dry. So, I mean, I might get some more sauce.
I need another cup of tea.
Yeah. I think this was a lot of fun. We talked about a lot more than I thought we would. It went off of catsup, mayonnaise, and mustard.
Right. Can you please pass the jelly? Oh, sorry.
Oh, we didn't even get the jelly.
We should do one about jelly because I like, you know, this must be jelly because this must be jam because jelly don't shake like that or whichever right. way.
I'm pretty sure Ricky, it's jelly that shakes, but it's okay.
And Ricky, yeah, here,
my jelly shakes. Yeah. This can't be jam. So,
the jam don't shake.
What was that, George?
I was going to say, I wanted to say, pardon me, do you have any grape upon?
Exactly. What are we talking about next week, y'all?
So, before we get to that, Dan needs to handle some business here. I need to apologize. I called out the wrong asshole last week. I called out Sarah Huckabee Sanders as being the governor of Oklahoma. and it's the wrong asshole. The other asshole is Kevin Stitt. So that's the son
of a bitch. Kevin.
Right? Fuck you, Kevin. So anyway, I apologize for calling out the wrong asshole, but now I've called out the right asshole who's still doing wrong because Nex's killers have not
is,
been.
Is that the same asshole that said we don't want that filth in the state?
Yes.
Fuck yes, you, Kevin. We're not going anywhere.
So, Dan, are you taking back the sentiment against Sarah Huckabee?
No.
Hell no, because that trash, she can go right down the drain with Kevin as far as I'm concerned.
Would you call her pure tea trash?
Pure tea trash, honey.
Pure tea trash, honey.
She ain't got nothing going for her at all. Not one damn thing. Not a damn thing. So there you go. I've corrected my error that Rick made me say the wrong name last week. So
that's right.
That was
it's
my
Rick's
fault
one way or another.
Exactly.
I'm casting those spells from right over here.
That was our correction for this week's Dear Abby.
Thank you. So what are we going to talk
if
about
you know,
next week?
You know.
All right. Well, I think next week we should talk about things that are a little more on the taboo side, right?
Taboo.
Outdated traditions and things we just don't think are appropriate anymore. It'd be fun to talk about.
Isn't that a board game, Taboo?
It is. I remember that with the face on the front.
I feel like
that's what you use for FDS, Rick, but okay, whatever.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like that's a deodorant spray or
right,
like a cologne.
Precisely.
Feminine deodorant spray, yes.
I was going to say right, cologne, like a man's cologne from the 70s. Yeah.
All right, so for you audience members out there who are listening to us live, if you've got something that you'd like us to talk about next week that we used to do but we can't do anymore or we shouldn't do anymore, please let us know and we'll include it in next.
Can you give them a couple of examples, George?
Oh, sure. I think what we're talking about are things that used to be acceptable by society back in the day that perhaps aren't anymore. Like, you know, when you go to the dentist and you're in a Victorian era somebody and they give you cocaine for your toothache. We don't do that anymore. Or like,
Are you sure?
I have to buy it.
So. I mean, it costs extra, but my dentist does it.
Or I guess more pertinent to our age group is like when you would spank your kids, like, you know, people don't do that anymore.
Spank me, daddy. Right. Spank me, daddy. Right.
And or smoking in a restaurant or a bar or whatever. So if you guys have anything that you'd like us to talk about or you have something that's pertinent to you in your life, let us know. So we'll include it in next week's conversation.
Love that idea.
Thank y'all so much for listening. You know, you can find us on at Queer Magnolias on Twitter and at Queer Magnolias on Instagram and Facebook. And like Dan said, we always love to hear your comments and your feedback. Make it
unless it's negative. Nobody wants to hear that shit. Fuck off.
You can listen to us on Spotify, on iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else you find your podcasts. And also you can watch us on YouTube, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
We're now on YouTube. Absolutely.
All right, y'all.
Bye,
love
y'all.
You. See you
have
next
a great week.
Week.
Bye, y'all.
See you soon.
Bye, everybody.
The stream.